In today's Complaint Corner, Spider-Man Far From Home. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and we're talking about Spider-Man Far From Home. So, this is a weird movie for me, because on the one hand, there's a lot of spoilers for this movie that I feel like people shouldn't know, but on the other hand, they're incredibly obvious spoilers that I feel like everyone should be able to know on their own. So, I don't know if, like, how... Do you just want to just say spoiler warning right off the bat and just yeah. start talking
yeah.
about
yeah,
it?
Let's just dive into it. If they weren't going to... If they wanted to listen, they weren't
yeah,
going to see it
like,
anyway.
Okay. So, anyway... yeah, spoiler warning, we're just gonna talk about the movie now, because fuck it. So yes, Mysterio is the bad guy, shocker, I know,
no,
but
Mysterio,
not shocker, but, yeah, not shocker, just Mysterio. But yeah, Mysterio's the bad guy, mm-hmm, yep, and...
Who'd have thunk? Gosh,
just,
I'm surprised.
Just to kind of start, let's just start there. So, obviously, that was incredibly obvious, but I will admit that I liked Mysterio. I don't know. What were your thoughts on Mysterio, Steve?
Actually,
let's just
I liked him too.
Start with the most important. Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you liked it. I was worried that you were going to not like him.
Nope.
Mostly because of that scene where you find out he's evil, which I have to admit was a little bit over the top, and it didn't really make sense. But
I mean, as far as stupid motivations for like a D-list villain go, it's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got a fishbowl
that's
on
fair.
His head. He makes allusions. It's pretty accurate to the character with a, you know, science-y touch.
Oh, I think it's a perfect like new take on the character. The core of the character is still there. He's an illusionist. He's faking it. He's not. Mm-hmm. He's just a normal fucking guy who fakes shit. Like,
and got a fishbowl.
Like
head.
That's
fishbowl.
And has a fishbowl on his head, and they made it look badass.
I'm so glad they kept
which
that.
Is impressive. I'm so happy that the fishbowl stuck around because I loved the fishbowl.
I mean,
it
he
was,
still had it off.
It was beautiful.
He had it on because famous person's face is always more important.
Yeah.
Than having the mask.
Well,
on
okay. I will
things.
Admit that one of the things I liked about that is the idea that, like the fishbowl itself didn't actually exist. Like it was all an illusion.
Well, I mean,
like
yeah,
it was
too,
just like CGI'd. And actually, it makes some sense that they would make, a fishbowl his head or, you know, his helmet, because I bet that would be really, really easy to CG, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it'd be really easy to just have, a fucking circle on his head instead of, a face. Like, I actually think it's kind of clever now that I'm thinking about it, how, of course, the rest of his costume is, super detailed, so maybe
yeah,
not
Yeah, it's weird that he bothered
so much,
to make
but...
allusion of the suit rather than just have a suit. I mean, I know he had one, but,
Yeah, he had a suit, yes, but it does seem like a lot of the time it was an illusion, which is really weird. Like, I not to be too picky, and I know that spider sense wasn't a thing for most of the movie, but even so, it bothers me just a little bit that Spider-Man wouldn't be able to know or be aware that the thing he's fighting against is fake. Like, I know that he gets fooled by illusions all the time in the comics, but not for such an extended period of time to my knowledge, you know what I mean? Like, how do you have an entire long fight scene and you're not even aware the person you're fighting with is actually there, you know
but
what I mean?
It still had danger. Like, all the drones were still there shooting real damage.
Yeah, I guess that's true
stuff. So I mean, spider sense doesn't alert him to the kind of danger, just that a thing is happening. So whether it be giant rock fist
and,
or bullets, you know,
yeah.
Danger is danger.
Yeah, I guess that's
most
true.
Of the time,
it's not like he's
things,
not
he wasn't
in,
actually really in the line of fire. He was mostly relegated to the background, webbing things
yeah,
together.
Yeah, he was just kind of next to it or whatever, yeah.
So I mean,
if I were to be really picky, you could probably dissect things and be like, okay, how did a bunch of invisible drones, you know, how were they able to spray him with water and shit? You could be kind of picky with that if you really wanted to be, but you don't need to. It's just accept that it's that they're drones.
Well,
they are physically,
what
you know,
happened was
doing
that
things.
The fire hydrant was real, but Mysterio turned off the water to the city and then made illusions of water coming out. Since Spider-Man never interacted with the water.
Oh. But he did, though. He did interact with the water. He got sprayed with the water. like in the on he was like on a bridge and he got sprayed with water. So
obviously that was just one of the Soundwave pushing drones.
Ah, oh right, of course. That makes sense. Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of is that, or maybe the thing just has a hose and just like sucked up water from the lake and just sprayed it at him.
Sure.
Maybe. Sure.
Yep.
Like totally I mean, Mysterio had time to work on this. So if you're going to make a water monster illusion, you kind of have to. Yeah. I also enjoyed that rehearsing scene. It made it just a little bit more believable that like, you know, how elaborate his shit was, because he did, you know, he would rehearse it, you know, multiple times and like go through shit and like plan it all out. It was fun. I did have, as I mentioned before, some issues with the scene where he reveals. I know you thought it was fine because it's just like a D-list villain, but I have some issue with that scene just because like it goes against that like age-old like no-no of storytelling, which is you shouldn't have a character tell another character something they already know. You know,
oh,
like
you mean
like
the thing where
he's going
explaining his reasons for being evil to them.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay. It's like they all already know that. Like, there's no reason for him to be explaining this right now other than for the audience.
It's
just kind of weird.
But there wasn't really another way to do that and still have the back. I mean, I guess they could have done, like, the flashback thing and just shown us him being pissed off, you know? But
yeah, maybe. I'm not sure how. I'm not sure exactly how you could have done it. You could have maybe had it so Spider-Man started to realize that the illusions were fake, and then he confronted Beck, and then Beck launched into a big, long speech about, like, his motivations and why he did what he did because of Tony Stark and how evil he is. Mm-hmm. That would make some sense, because
like,
we
I
know
like the
Beck...
references to the old movies, though, like the first Iron Man, you know?
Yeah, I loved that, too. That was so cool. It was so crazy seeing... The guy who got yelled at by, he was able to build this in a cave. It's such a meme that like that one line is such a joke that it's kind of funny that they brought it back just because, like, you know, just for this movie 11 years later. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Holy shit.
11 years, Steve.
Holy shit.
Yeah, crazy. Fucking crazy. But anyway. Yeah, I really liked that, too. I also liked that Mysterio was the one who made BARF, which is,
yep.
You know, Tony's hologram program, that he named BARF, and, like, he was so upset about that. Like, you know, Tony thought he was unstable, and so he fired him.
Oh, Tony,
and then he plotted his revenge. Okay, I do have some... Okay, I'm gonna be nitpicky. So... what is Beck's plan other than like he wants to become a fake superhero so he can be respected or whatever, but like why, like is he gonna ask them for something? Is he going to try to maintain the illusion of him being a hero for like a really long time? Was his plan to basically become Captain Quark? What he was going for?
I kinda think that's almost exactly what it was, because I think his game plan was be the hero that fights the things and then occasionally just fight more hologram things, you know, to keep the persona up.
Yeah, I guess, but like,
conceivably, he could find some way to actually fight real threats using the drones, you know, in the same way that his illusions.
I guess that's true.
Damage.
Yeah, once he had the drones, he could. Yeah, he could basically like fake it.
I mean,
he could ride around
smoke things, do bullets instead. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's true.
It's not impossible that he'd be able to fight actual threats, but I think the game plan for him really was just basically, yeah, become like the movie star superhero and just make sweet bank off of his image and then retire with infinity money. Although, the money...
Okay,
the
I guess that makes some sense.
He's got like global satellites that he can call on with his sunglasses, so it seems like he doesn't need the money when he can just threaten people, but, you know... whatever.
I guess my really like this would be a perfectly fine villain to have in a world like if this was like the second or third Marvel movie, so there had only been a couple of superheroes at this point. I think it would make sense for someone to do that, but like in this universe, like half of the population recently was erased and then came back again 5 years later. Mm-hmm. Like, personally, I'm not gonna fake being a superhero, because what if a real actual threat shows up for the fifth time.
He just doesn't know.
You know, yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. It's just, it seems to me like, you know, in this kind of a situation, it's like, hey, maybe don't fake it right now, because, like, they just dealt with some really serious shit. And let's just be honest, Mysterio would have been fucking useless during the events of...
He said that, you know, the people now will believe anything. That's why his plan worked. Because people were much more inclined to believe in heroes now. So
I guess that's true, you know, yeah. Like, they're willing to accept the craziness of him being from a fake... Yeah,
there's going to be another Thanos-level threat.
I mean, that's, you're probably right, but actually, I was thinking about this. I'm sorry, this is a quick aside, but we have no idea what the next Marvel movie is. Like, this is it. We don't know for sure what the next movie is going to be.
It's going to be New Avengers.
Well, led by Captain Marvel. No, I mean, I think it's... I think there's a very strong likelihood that the next movie is Black Widow, but you could be right.
Because I'm pretty sure Black Widow... team up thing.
No, I mean, like, literally the next movie. We don't know the next Marvel movie.
Oh, all right.
Like I have no idea what the next one's going to be, like, chronologically or whatever, you know what I mean? The next release, if you will. It's just weird. Like, we've known what the next movie was going to be for such a long time, and, like, now we don't know. I guess they're making Shang-Chi or Black Widow. Fuck if I know.
Spider-Man 3.
They're making something.
Maybe Spider-Man 3.
I mean, dude, we're going to get a Spider-Man 3. excuse me. I'm glad to hear you say that, because I hope that means you liked this movie.
We'll see.
I mean, you already told me you liked Mysterio, so yep. That's a point in my favor here. So I guess I kind of forgot what I was originally talking about, but let's move on to something else
related.
Yeah, I know, Mysterio. I know, but I meant, like, specifically about Mysterio, but... Oh. I guess I'll just summarize my thoughts on Mysterio before we move on. He was very handsome. I liked him. I thought he was okay. I thought the one scene was a little bit too cheesy, just like a, you know, just a bit. However, I really liked him overall. I liked how charming he was in the beginning, and I liked how, like, slimy he was later. I thought he was good. Not as good as, like, Vulture. Like, I thought Vulture was an awesome villain in Homecoming. I think Vulture was a better villain, but I think that I don't know if I would say, I think that this movie is probably a better movie, in my personal opinion, just to start getting into that. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. But anyway, we'll get to that at the end. Another thing I really liked, as always, was Tom Holland. He was awesome.
Always.
I loved, like, fucking, oh my god, this kid is Spider-Man. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's just what he is. Like, there's nothing, they're, like, you know, all right, guys, like, we're done here. Let's pack it up. We found the perfect Spider-Man. I want him to be Spider-Man for the next 30 years. Like, I don't want him to stop. Like, I want all the Spider-Man movies. I want him in the next Avengers movie. He's so good. Like... There was a few scenes in this movie where I thought he was doing a really good job, like, performance-wise. I loved the scene where MJ told him that she knew that he was Spider-Man. I loved the scene where he was talking to Happy on the plane and talking about how, like, scared he is of living up to Tony's memory. I loved so many scenes in this movie. Tom Holland nailed it. He was fucking... I think this is his best performance yet as the character. And, like, he was fucking awesome. I loved it. And I really liked the new costume, too. What did you think of the new costume?
Which one?
Yeah, either of them. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, the black one wasn't that great. The new one was fine. I mean...
No.
Still good.
Okay. I really liked the the gloves of the new one. Like it's like they're like black except then the fingertip, like the fingers are red. I really like that. It looks really cool. I've been playing around in Spider-Man PS4 where they released both of those suits like as suits in the game, and it's really fun. Like first of all, I love that game, but also like I really really like the new suit. Like I've been I started a new game in the PS4 game, and I've basically been exclusively using the Far From Home suit because I love it so much. Like, I really like it. I loved the other suit too. I thought that the Homecoming suit, the Homecoming suit, like his original Spider-Man suit, was like amazing. I can't decide which of the two I like more. Like, I like the black suit and the red and blue suit, like, a lot. It's really hard for me to pick which one is my favorite. But
I think I like the homecoming one better, but yeah.
You do? Okay.
Just because I like the black and blue, or the red and blue, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I really, really like the white spider on the new one. And I like the black, sort of. I do like the red and blue is just so iconic that it's hard not to love that. But I don't know. I feel there's elements of both costumes that I like wish I could like combine together. Like, I like the black gloves, but I wouldn't mind more of like the red body and the red arms. And like, I really like the white spider on his chest and on his back. Like, there's a lot of things. I like both suits. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Totally.
And I was not a fan of the Iron Spider suit, as I have mentioned before. Mm. You think I'm crazy, but I don't like the Iron Spider suit.
I was watching this one again, and I saw him just kind of standing there in it, you know, and I was like, you know what? I'm not crazy about it either.
Thank you. Like, don't get me wrong. I liked it, like, within the context of Infinity War and Endgame. Like, it made sense for him to have a souped-up armored suit when he's fighting an alien in space. Like, you know, like I get it. It makes sense within the logic of the movie. I'm not mad about it being there. But, like, on a personal, like, aesthetic level, I just don't like the way it looks. It's too metallic. I don't like how dark the red is. It just looks... It looks too... I don't know what the word is.
Shiny.
Polished. It looks too shiny. It's just... It doesn't have that, like, tangible quality I really like about Spider-Man's costumes. Like, I'm just not a fan. I am not a fan of the Iron Spider's... Oh, and the spider is way too fucking big. His spider takes up, like, his entire fucking chest. And I don't like that. I do not like the Iron Spider suit.
Yeah, that part didn't look bad.
But I really like this new one. But anyway. And actually, the black suit, like, the stealth suit... I thought that was fun. I mean, I'm glad he didn't have it the entire movie. If that was the only suit, I would have been pissed.
Oh, they would never.
Like, if that was his...
You need that iconic Spidey.
Like, if that... Like, here it is. This is Spider-Man's suit. And he's wearing, like, you know, this... Like, these, like, this, like, bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
And, like, a ski mask. Like, that's fine for a little while. But, like, you can't do that permanently. That can't be the final suit.
You need the Spidey
and it's not, obviously.
It's very
so.
Important to
yeah, exactly. experience. Yeah, exactly.
Especially the whole, like, you know, 3D exactly. printing of the suit thing there, you know? That was good stuff.
That was so cool. That was good shit. I also loved that he made the suit himself. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like I was talking about with Iron Spider, where it's like, I really like the way that this suit works within the context of the story. It's like, this suit represents him kind of taking charge of being Spider-Man. He made it he designed it himself. Like, you know, it's darker, which kind of shows that he's starting to grow up a little bit more. Like, I really like some of the thematic elements of the new suit. Like, I dug it. Mm-hmm. It was that scene when he's building that suit and they're playing goddamn like Led Zeppelin. Like, fuck yeah, dude. Oh my god, that was awesome.
Definitely.
I got goosebumps. Was that what it is? I don't know. Shit. He said it was Led Zeppelin in the movie. Was that a joke?
Did he say that?
I didn't know. I thought he did. Maybe.
It doesn't matter. Spider-Man.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, when they're playing, or is it AC/DC? No. I don't know.
Song.
Oh, okay. Good. Just checking. I knew there was one of them that was the guy. When they were playing the song that sounds cool from Iron Man as Spider-Man is building his new suit, it was a great scene. It was an excellent callback. I really, really liked the way that this, like, movie was able to, like, tie into the Iron Man movies while also kind of building up Spider-Man as his own thing. You know, I loved it. I loved that aspect of it.
I would agree.
Okay. So, other stuff. Oh, while we're on the subject of Peter and, well, sort of a transition, I actually really liked the romance in this movie. For once, a Marvel movie with an actual good romance. Who would have thunk it? Like, Jesus Christ.
Stop you right there.
What?
I love MJ.
You love MJ? Oh, Steve, that's what I like to hear. That is, I love... Isn't she... She's so cute. Like, I love her. She's excellent. She's so great. And I don't even care that she's not a redhead. That's fine. Like, this is a very different kind of MJ, but that's okay. It's okay to do different things. She is adorable, and they are adorable together. I loved it the whole time. I was waiting.
His little plan, you know, and you just get to watch it. Yes. Apart, and it's like, oh, Petey.
It was so endearing. Oh my god. Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. It's been there, man. It's like, shit. I that's why I love Spider-Man. Like, he always comes across as this everyman. It's just fucking, I love it.
And yes, and new MJ. But great. Yeah. And you know what? I liked Ned better in the first movie than in the second one.
I agree.
He was still fine. I agree. Like, there wasn't ever a point where I was like, yeah, Ned, go away. But it's like,
no, he wasn't annoying or anything.
I think he was more fun in the first one because of all his, like, you know, starstruckness of the Spider-Man thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I agree.
In the second one here, he was okay. Kind of existed to mostly be a conduit for Peter letting other people know to not be in the way of the fight. Most of the time. That was all he really accomplished. Like, you know,
yeah, I guess making people go true.
To the opera or, like...
Yeah, he was more of, like... Like, I don't know how to describe it. I feel like he had more to do in the first movie.
Well, he was the guy in the chair in the first movie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which I guess isn't that important, but, like, it felt important at the time. And with this one, like, it, like all he did was usher people, a couple of times.
Well, I think it's a difference in tone. Because I think in the first one, it was about Spider-Man not knowing how to be Spider-Man. And then in the second one here, it's more about Spider-Man growing into being Spider-Man, so he's more of a solo act now because, you know, he's coming into his own as a hero.
Makes sense, actually. Yeah,
being a guy pretending to be a hero.
I think that's true. I think that's a good way to put it, Steve. I agree. That's very very well said, sir.
He had a girlfriend that he met on the plane, and that was stupid.
That was kind of dumb. That was the other thing is his whole romance. It was funny. Like, it was amusing to watch, but, like, it wasn't believable. Also, like, it was just kind of dumb after a while.
And they're the worst.
Yeah, yes, we do. That's also true. Yeah, I was not a huge fan of the romance, but it was fine for what it was. I did have something. This is a transition, but there was, like, something I didn't like. I thought the whole idea of Edith, like, you know, the glasses that Tony gives to Spider-Man. Like, I like the idea that Tony trusted Spider-Man to, like, you know, be his legacy or whatever. Yep. It was a good concept, but I really disliked the way they presented it as, like, here is this artificial intelligence that will allow you to call in drone strikes on anyone in the world at any time. Like, this is supposed to be, like, what, a 15, 16-year-old kid? Yep. And you're giving him the ability to call in drone strikes? Are you fucking kidding me?
I think the whole point of that was that Iron Man was like, yeah, it's a big responsibility, but he can handle it because he'll always do right, you know? I think that was the point of that. He's not supposed to use it. That's why he has it, because he won't use it, I think is the point.
I mean, I get that sort of, but like...
I mean, he did use it.
I feel like... But on accident, but whatever. I feel like Iron Man isn't that stupid. Like, I just can't believe that. He doesn't even know him that well. Like, he's only known the kid for what? 3-4 years at most? Like, how does that even work? How do you give a kid that you barely know?
There was that.
I mean, sure.
But also, who else is he going to give it to? I mean...
And then he like made it so that Spider-Man could just authorize anybody else to have access to anything. I mean, I guess I don't know. The whole thing just felt weird to me. I'm perfectly fine with it being like all of his old blueprints or like his entire like network of like information or something. But the idea that he's just gonna give a child drone strikes is just a really stupid idea. And then Peter is, you know, of course gives it away to Beck, and it, like, I guess they needed to do it in order for Beck to like want it badly enough in order for his big evil plan to work. But
you had it right. What they should have done is made the glasses have access to like the archives of Stark, and maybe already had the drone technology he was using, but he just needed like some kind of program to get it off the ground.
Yeah, he needed, or like maybe he needed like a particular piece. Like, yeah. You know, like, he has the drones all ready to go, but he doesn't have, like, the hologram technology.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what it is. And that that's what it is. He needed to get back into the Stark files to get his own stuff back.
Oh, yeah, that, like, could you work. Know, in ooh, movies, that's a fun idea.
Do this kind of thing, like the super serum, you know? They can never recreate it. They can only make it the one time without the notes. They can't do it again. So maybe that was his deal. Maybe he just lost all of that information, so he couldn't recreate it. He just had to steal it back. I think that would have been better if it was just, like, because I don't know if you remember, he actually already had the drones and the hologram technology because he was using it in the bar there.
Yeah, he did.
But those were already the same drones that, you know, were part of the satellite.
Yeah, I guess he has so this. Like, yeah, I guess that, like, he and Tony went shopping at the same drone store because they have the same drones. It's all ready to go.
They're like, how many gun drones you got? And they're like, 6 million. And he's like, okay, I'm Tony Stark. I'll buy 5,999,908 of those, and you can have the other two.
yeah, it's very weird to me. Like, I don't understand it at all. Let me think. It's and, like, also I just hate that how weird the AI was. Like, I hated that scene where, like, you know, the thing is like, oh, this high schooler, do you want to make him a target? Yeah. Like, yeah, I guess I'll make him a target. And then it's like, all right, calling a drone strike. It's like, why would you
defaults to assassination right away? But
yeah, like are you actually, serious no, right now?
That's
like
a
like
theme with Tony's stuff, because the Iron Spider suit was like defaults to instant kill mode right away, and it's like whoa.
That's true.
Iron Man, what up with that?
That was okay. No, see. The difference there is that was after Spider-Man had, like, hacked into the suit to, like, unlock all the protocols.
I know. But the option existed.
So, like, that's a little
bit. As soon as they came into contact with a quote-unquote enemy, it was first, like, you want me to kill this guy? Like, right away.
Yeah,
same with the drone strikes.
Yeah.
I guess maybe Tony's just like, okay, so Peter's going to need to kill a lot of people. So I guess I'll make that first and foremost in the instruction manual, killing a dude right up from space.
I guess. It just seems weird to me.
Also seems weird that there'd be a satellite that shoots drones instead of having a drone come up from somewhere that was on Earth. You know? Mm-hmm. Like,
so, yeah. Yeah, actually, now that I think about it. I mean,
are they,
I guess,
coming out of Avengers
Tony
Tower
does use,
or, like, the Stark building or something? Why are they coming out of a satellite?
Yeah. I mean, we know that. I mean, the last time I think that Tony used one of the satellites is, like,
to shoot down the
whatchamacallit
armor?
Yeah, the Hulkbuster. Yeah. The Hulkbuster had was in a satellite, but, like, that was a while. First of all, that was a while ago, and second, that made sense because Hulkbuster was giant. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd think that Tony would have, like, I don't know, backup suits everywhere.
I mean, well,
for
he did, though.
Everybody
we saw it in,
I don't
like,
know
in Iron Man 3 he, like, you know, pushed the button and every suit in the warehouse or whatever all came out, but they were all there, they weren't in space. So it seems weird that,
yeah,
first
that's
of all
true.
It's,
that's
it's
just
cool
weird.
But it
whatever
seems weird the Hulkbuster would be in space. And it's really weird that the drones would be in space, because it's not like they're going to fly out into space. They're definitely going to come back to Earth. So it just seems odd.
Maybe it's just that way so that it can go to anywhere on the planet, like, quickly and easily, maybe?
But they're still floating up in orbit. I mean, yeah, the planet's spinning below them, I guess, but that just means that, like, there's a chance that you're the opposite direction of the Earth now. Like, it seems like it'd be easier to put them in strategic
maybe there's multiple satellites. I don't know how the satellites work.
It just seems like it would have made more sense to stash them on Earth in specific spots and then send them from that spot to whatever's closer, not shoot them from space and hope you're in the right hemisphere. That being said, I agree.
Like, that doesn't make sense.
2 minutes to get from orbit to the bus, so.
Yeah, it was fast as shit. Like, it was ready to go. That was strange. Another thing, something I need to talk about. This is kind of related to Mysterio, which we talked about way earlier, but holy shit, did you love that fucking hallucination, like, sequence or whatever?
Oh, where he goes on an acid trip, and he's like,
Yeah, he goes on a fucking acid trip, and Mysterio, like, puts him inside a goddamn snow globe, and then the snow globe is Mysterio's helmet, and then he takes it off. Like, are you fucking, what's the, it was awesome. It felt like something out of the Arkham Asylum games with fucking
Scarecrow.
I loved it.
Yeah, that was,
oh my god.
I did enjoy that.
I've wanted to see something like that in a live action movie forever. And this is, like, the first time they did such a fucking good job with it. Like, that was awesome.
I would tend to agree. That was pretty rad indeed.
Like, I have nothing but praise for that moment of the film. Like, that was fucking amazing. Like, that was
so... I also like how he so got cool. his Spidey sense, and then he just demolishes the illusion later, and it's like, yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's actually... that was really cool, too. How he, like, he just closed his eyes and just ignored everything and was just, like, purely following his Spidey sense. That was an awesome moment to have him, like... And now we have confirmation that he does have Spidey sense. Like, mm-hmm. of course, they call it Peter Tingle, but what the fuck ever. It's Spidey sense. We all know
I
it.
Mean, yeah. Well, it's weird though, yeah. because there's like references to that. It earlier, like in the in Endgame, you know, when he's on the bus and he gets like,
yeah,
he starts noticing the aliens right away. Like it, he clearly had some,
yeah, he like, yeah, he like gets the goosebumps on his arm, yeah. Before. Yeah, I guess now he has the fully fledged spider sense now that he's really accepted who he was. Or it might have been that he had spider sense before, but at the beginning of this movie, he's, like, really unsure about being Spider-Man, and so maybe he just lost it.
Well, I mean, they were talking about his Peter guess. Tingle as if it was something he addresses previously, so it must be an established thing for him to have. Maybe he just didn't know how to use it properly before or what, but... Oh, I really liked how he was standing over Mysterio... And then he just, like, jukes him when he shoots him while invisible. And it's just like, oh, man.
Oh, so yeah. Weird. That was so awesome. Oh, my God.
Just
yeah,
awesome.
I really liked that. Yeah, absolutely. So what about you, Steve? What did you like or dislike? Is there anything you need to talk about?
Honestly, and this is going to sound really weird, I didn't really dislike anything.
Wow. Holy shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, I have niggles, but, like... It doesn't feel like I need to. I mean, like, yes, I didn't really care for Ned's girlfriend, and I didn't really care for the subplot of their relationship, but, you know, whatever. I liked how S.H.I.E.L.D. was, or Nick Fury, I guess, not really even S.H.I.E.L.D., because, you know, he blinked out, and then he came back, and he's, like, really frustrated because he's basically no longer the world's most knowledgeable man. And
yeah, because he missed out on 5 years of intelligence. Where
he's trying to, you know, talk to Peter like Peter's an adult superhero. And Peter's like, man, I just want to go back on my summer vacation and go hang with my friends and not do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. not in like a lazy kind of way, just in like a this is over my pay grade kind of thing, you know, like over my head. Not ready.
No, I also not to like spoil. No, it doesn't matter. I liked that Fury was like. Acting a little bit, at least to me, he seemed like he was acting a little bit off. Like, he seemed a little bit angrier than normal, and he seemed like he was getting really frustrated with Peter a lot. Mm-hmm. And it made so much sense. I guess you haven't seen Captain Marvel, but it was so awesome at the end when they had him... You stuck around for the after credit scene, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, good.
Both of them.
Both of them, good. It was so awesome at the end when you found out that he was a Skrull. That Skrull was in Captain Marvel, if you hadn't figured that out. I assume you had, but, it was just really cool. It was really cool to, like, have, like, oh, that's why Fury was kind of acting weird the whole time.
While we are on the subject, can you explain that to me? Like, is there a reason that he's a Skrull now?
So, I think it was meant to just be kind of, like, a fun little, nod to Captain Marvel and to just be kind of like a surprise, like, oop, surprise, it was a Skrull. I don't think it really matters because he was just on vacation. Like, it was kind of meant to just be a joke. Like, I don't think it was meant to be like, anything why, other than, whoa.
I understand that the Skrulls are not the bad guys in that movie.
No, they are
but
not.
But, like, why is he in space? Why is he up there?
I
is he
don't
really just
know.
Fucking around on a Skrull ship and... That's the end.
I'm guessing that after Endgame, after he got unsnapped, and after he went to Tony Stark's funeral, he was just like, wow, that was really heavy. I need a vacation.
I've been dead for five years.
I haven't had a day off in 5 years. Like, you know, I don't know. That would be my guess. Just decided to leave. It was just meant to be a joke, I think. It actually made sense.
More than anything, just confused me. I was like, oh my God, are we gearing up for some kind of Skrull invasion? I don't understand.
I will admit that I like when I had heard that like the one of the after credit scenes was that Nick Fury was a Skrull. I heard that before I saw the movie, so I was already kind of excited about it. And then when I actually saw it, I admit I was a little disappointed just because it was such a like I expected it to be like what you were saying. I thought it was going to be like a big deal, and it really wasn't. It was just like a little joke. And it's like, okay, funny joke, but like it would have been really cool to find out that the Skrulls are like slowly and secretly replacing people. That sounds like to set up a secret invasion or whatever. Like that sounds awesome. Like I would love
that
to
would have been pretty
watch
cool,
that.
But I think we're not doing that anymore on account of we already missed the boat on that one with Captain Marvel and oh well.
Whatever. Yeah, no, I guess since they decided to make the Skrulls good guys.
Yeah, well, yeah. But the one I actually want to talk about is the second after credit scene.
Ah, yes.
Yes. So, post swinging around with MJ, which is really dangerous, to not because of the swinging, but like you can't be seen taking like swinging with somebody and just dropping them off, you know? Like you can't be Spider-Man and have conversations with people or whatever. You can't be doing that in public.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, it's like, oh, I wonder if they're dating or something.
Like, yeah, all you have to do, because, like, they're, like, the same height, you know? All you got to do is be like, huh, I wonder who that girl was. And then if one person gets inquisitive, they can definitely follow her around and figure out who Spider-Man is, just like she did.
I mean, unless he does that to more than one person. Like, he just likes to give rides to random women.
I mean,
In that case, then it's perfectly fine. Though I think MJ might be mad about that. But, you know, hey, whatever.
I mean, maybe,
yeah, I agree that was kind of a weird thing to do.
Is him like, you know, saving her from something. But if that's the case, you got to leave like right away. You can't be sticking around to chat because then it's going to look suspicious.
Steve, let's just be honest here. This version of Spider-Man is just not very good at keeping a secret identity. Like, not at all.
Yeah,
like, let's just let's break this down, Steve.
Okay. So I really actually liked how they did it. So Mysterio sets up an illusion, or it was the guy on the computer who ran away at the end there, you know? It was either him or Mysterio who made the illusion that made it look like Spider-Man attacked Mysterio, and then he gave away Parker's secret identity, and it's like, oh,
which was awesome. I want to know how he's going to get out of this. I really hope that doesn't go some bullshit way of being like, oh, he made a deal with the devil to make that not happen anymore.
I'm sure they're not going to put Mephisto in here. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was worried about.
I was talking to the people that I went with, and one of them had a pretty good idea, I think. So what they're going to do is they're going to use the Skrulls. They're going to do the classic bait and switch.
That is...
They're going to have Spider-Man being Spider-Man, and then one of the Skrulls being Peter on the ground, where enough people can see him, where it's like, see, I'm definitely not Spider-Man.
No, I mean, which makes a lot of sense.
Spider-Man's name at all, but
and it would make the whole scene with the Skrulls and the other after credit scene make a whole lot more sense, because that's what they're building towards. Like, you know, oh yeah, Skrulls exist. Like, and one of them knows Peter. You know, like it makes sense that they would possibly set that up.
I would be well, actually, all right. Here's some really outside the box thinking. This opens up possibilities for other Spider-Men, because last time when Spider-Man got in trouble, he started going around as Scarlet Spider instead of Spider-Man.
So, oh, really? Is that how that worked?
Yes. Well, because Spider-Man was a wanted guy, so they just had other Spider-Man go around, and he was fine. Scarlet Spider was okay. So. You know,
weird, but I feel like that's dumb that would even work, but alright.
Well, dude, there are so many Spider-Men in Manhattan, or in New York now, like, just so
many. I guess
many.
That's true, yeah, there's just like, so many of them.
If
that
one
it's like,
of them
yeah.
has evil, the rest of them could definitely take their place and nobody would notice the difference. Or, you know, Shadow Monkey.
Night Monkey, Steve,
whatever.
Come on.
Whatever. Anything. yeah, so I thought that was pretty pretty crazy that they were like, surprise,
secret identity
revealed.
I also loved that scene because J. Jonah Jameson was in it, it was J.K. Simmons.
Reprise his role as J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, oh my god, that was like an actual surprise. Like, I didn't know about that until, until I saw it. It was fucking awesome.
Right.
Like, that was really cool.
Now, I don't know, okay.
Yeah.
First of all, that was awesome. I agree 100%. He's the best
awesome.
Of that character.
He's
and
so good as that character. I have nothing but, like that just made my little nerd brain explode. Like, that was awesome.
Now, I'm not
anyway.
Sure if the secret identity thing was meant to be played more for laughs or more for serious, because the way that Peter reacted to it made it seem like it was supposed to be more of a joke. Because if they wanted to do it for serious, what he should have done is they should have had him stand up on that lamppost he was on and turn around and look over the crowd to just see everybody staring at him.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
That's what they should have done.
I mean, I think that was kind of what
it makes look like a gag.
No, I don't think it was meant to be a gag. I think that it was just a misinterpretation. Like they were meant to just show how he was.
Consequences, you know.
I think they wanted to show his panic more than they wanted to show other people's reaction. I think that was the idea.
Right, but they could have shown that by doing the same reaction and then having him turn around and watches the entire city.
That would be kind
of
cool.
Turns to look at him, you know.
Yeah, that would have been kind of
more
cool. But anyway, it was fine. I thought it was fine. Oh crap, what was I going to say? Oh, I wanted to take a moment and just appreciate how bad Peter is with his secret identity. So Tony Stark figures it out on his own, like independently. Peter tells Captain America that he's from Queens, so he's not even trying to be secretive about where he's from. Let's see, what else was there? His best friend figured it out because Peter just walked into the room as Spider-Man, took his mask off, and then dropped from the ceiling without actually looking around. He did the same thing with Aunt May, where she saw him take his mask off in a very similar scene. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else we got? He told what's his face? Doctor Strange, that his name was Peter Parker before anything else. Like, he was like, "Hi, I'm Peter Parker." Like, he even said the same thing.
We're using our superhero names.
Which was a funny scene. He even said the same basic thing to Captain Marvel, where he's like, "Hi, I'm Peter Parker." And she's like, "Hi, Peter, you have something for me?" Like literally, like, this kid has no idea how to actually keep a secret identity. Like, he's not even trying.
Well, he also accidentally had his super suit in his suitcase at the airport. I know he didn't put it there, but... I mean,
yeah.
It was not.
That's
good.
Another one. I forgot about that. Like, there's so many instances where he just fucks it all up because, like, he doesn't have any idea what he's doing. So I'm glad that the cat is out of the bag now, because at least now we don't have to pretend anymore.
It's honestly more surprising that MJ is the only person to have figured it out.
Honestly, I agree. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Vulture also figures it out. He trusted Mysterio with it.
Yep.
He trusted Mysterio with it just because Nick Fury was he knows.
Fair, when Vulture figured it out, that whole scene was awesome. So
That was an awesome scene. Which, like, I will at least grant that was mostly just Vulture being really smart. That, like, Peter didn't exactly fuck up necessarily. At least,
yeah, actually, it was the daughter that kind of blew his cover on that one.
Yeah, it's true.
Actually,
that was such
really
a good
quick,
scene.
Really quick,
that was such
what
a good
happened
scene
to her.
She moved away at the end of Homecoming, because, like, her dad got arrested, and so her mom decided they were going to move to, like, Montana or some shit.
I don't remember that, but I guess
There was a whole scene about that. Actually, I've read a really cool fan theory online that says that she didn't blip in the – or I guess she didn't snap. Like, she was there for the 5 years, so she's 5 years older now. And that she is now Black Cat, because you know how Black Cat's dad is a criminal.
I think
that would be an awesome idea. And then you have, like, a personal connection to Peter, which all of Spider-Man's villains have a personal connection to him, like, forever and always. Particularly Black Cat. You have the romantic, like, you know, energy to it, you know, they have chemistry, if you will. Like, it's perfect. It's such a good idea. Like, I kind of really hope they do this. Also, the actress who plays the character is, like, actually, like, 5 years older than most of the other actors. She's, like, 28, so, like, it's
perfect.
Fucking perfect. It's so good, Steve.
Although if you were trying to keep that reveal a secret, you'd probably blow your cover pretty quick on account of that Black Cat is white.
Well, so, what you're saying.
Yeah,
I don't really mind them
trying to make a secret reveal.
Whatever.
It'd be awfully obvious.
I guess that's
unless
guess
we're
that's
doing the
true.
Human Torch and Little Mermaid thing where we were casting somebody.
Yeah,
despite what the original character was, which I mean,
whatever,
you could do
none
that,
of that
I guess.
Fucking
like,
matters.
That
it's not like
they
important.
Do,
it's not like an important part of their character in the sense that no we're
no,
not talking
I mean,
about
in
that.
In this
Steve.
Particular one scenario, it would blow the surprise because you'd be like,
I guess. I mean, I personally don't really care about that. Like, I don't really, like, we all knew Mysterio was going to be the villain in this one, even if they didn't say it, like, but we knew it,
well,
and that was
I mean,
fine.
Yes, obviously, but this is a little bit different.
I don't know.
It's not about her being evil. It's the identity of Black Cat that would be the problem.
They could just reveal that they might even reveal that kind of thing in the trailer or something. You don't know. I don't know, Steve. Who cares? It doesn't matter. That doesn't, just because we would know who it was right away. Doesn't.
I want the best hypothetical we can get.
I don't know. Personally, that's like not a big deal. I don't mind, like, if she does turn out to be Black Cat, I don't mind that I find out right away. I would like to find out right away. I'd love to find out tomorrow, in fact. That would be super cool.
Fan theory confirmed.
That would be so cool, though. Yeah, I'm really, really excited for the next movie. So they did such a good job, like, setting up the next movie. Like, you know, Peter Parker is more of his own man now. He really feels like he's, like, coming into his own as Spider-Man, like, stepping out of Tony's shadow. And his big secret identity just got revealed, and it's fucking crazy, and it's so awesome. And, like, I can't wait to see where they go next with this. Like, sign me the fuck up. Like, give me another one in 2 years. Spider-Man, you know, can't go home, or Spider-Man,
ooh, there you go.
What
good
the
one.
Fuck ever. I can't go home, actually. I did not come up with that on my own, I will admit. I found that, I saw that online, and I thought it was really good, which is why I mentioned it here. But I didn't take credit for it. So there, internet. Yes. Oh yeah, there was something else. Do you think that Mysterio is dead? Because I don't think Mysterio is dead.
That wasn't very clear. I thought he was supposed to have died, but I was actually but wondering
that after
that in the
credit
layout.
Scene.
I thought maybe he was just like knocked out or something, but they didn't really address
and
he's it again.
The master of like illusion and shit. You know, like if there's anyone who's gonna fake their own death, it's gonna be Mysterio.
That's
like. I don't think it's real, especially with that after credit scene. Like, how the fuck did he have time to film that? You know what I mean? Like how did they did he record that before Spider-Man showed up? And then
well, see, what
like,
I'm thinking happened there is that they just made it entirely with the hologram technology. I don't think he actually said any of that in real life. I think they just
you don't think. No, I mean, wouldn't they have like. If he was still alive, wouldn't he, like, be doing it on a green screen and then they, like, CGI him in? Like,
well, I mean,
like how do you
it's
fake
not like
an
they
entire...
Been able to do that because they used Spider-Man's voice on the scene as part of the illusion, like the execute them all function, you know?
But he said that. Like,
yes,
he said that
he,
earlier.
Okay. No, he said
that was just a recording.
No, you know, you're not hearing me. He said that after he had already beaten his Mysterio's ass. So unless Mysterio was on the ground with his camcorder out literally doing it in front of Peter, it was not recorded ahead of time. It was just made up with the technology later on.
No, I don't think that's true. I think that that somehow they were fit, like they had another drone on a separate network or something that was there filming it. I don't think that they took something he said and then digitally recreated it. I think they just took a recording of what
he
said.
No, he didn't say it at all. They just made it with the technology. There's no way that Peter wouldn't have noticed him talking into a drone. There's no chance.
Well, no, that's what... Okay. They took footage of Spider-Man saying, yes, execute them all. They took footage of Spider-Man saying that. Then, later, they took separate footage of Mysterio saying...
Got it.
That's what I... Okay. Yeah.
Then maybe, yes. I mean,
okay.
Nobody really said anything about what happened, whether they got him or not. I mean, the implication would be that they got him because they didn't say they didn't, but I don't know.
Yeah, I personally, I will not accept that he's dead until I am, like, told by, like, the director or the producer or something. Like, as far as
well,
I'm concerned,
no,
I think he's still alive.
When Spider-Man went to go meet MJ on the bridge, she's like, did you get him? And he was like, yeah. Like... in a somber kind of way, like, he died. So, I mean, he might be dead.
Yeah, he... No. Spider-Man thought he died. Like, he saw the... You know, he saw him, quote-unquote, die. And then he asked the robot lady, like, you know, are there any illusions right now? And she's like, all illusions are off, or some shit like that. Like, Spider-Man thinks Mysterio is dead. I think Mysterio faked it somehow. I don't know how he faked it, but I think he faked it. I don't think he's actually dead.
He just got up later after Peter left.
Yeah, maybe. Or it's like or it was a body double, or it was a life model decoy, or it was some other nonsense.
They combined the smoke, the mirrors, and the lasers.
Exactly. Or he took a poison that made it look like he was dead, but not really.
Of course. Yeah, that one. That old chestnut.
I don't know, dude. I refuse to accept that he's actually dead. Like, I just don't believe it. Like, this is Mysterio. It's a fake out. Especially with the, since he, you know, somebody who was at least working for Mysterio, released that video later, you know, revealing his identity.
Yeah, it was that guy at the
computer. Yes, but I think Mysterio's still going, and Mysterio told him to do that. That's my theory. I mean, or he just maybe did it himself. Whatever. I liked Mysterio in this movie. I don't want him to be dead, so I'm choosing to believe that he's not dead. That is what I think.
I think you're going to be disappointed. I think he might be donezo.
Ah, well, we'll find out.
I don't think a lot of these villains, with, like, the exception of Loki, get to come back so much.
Well, I want them so badly to start coming back. I think the biggest problem that Marvel has had, in my opinion, is I want recurring villains. Like, one of the Marvel's very best villains is Loki, and that's because he showed up multiple times. Like, Marvel's very best villain is Thanos, and they spent several movies building him up, and he made several smaller appearances before his main movie. Like, you know,
yeah,
movies,
but I think the problem with
say.
Having the reoccurring villain thing is that you run the risk of all your movies basically just being. I'm the word I was going to use was sequel, but that's not even really what I mean. Like. Okay, you know the Terminator movies? You know how all the Terminator movies are the same?
Yeah, yes,
You run the risk of that happening.
I mean, I see what you're saying. Like, have it be building up and building up and building. I mean, maybe I could see that kind of happening, but, like
what, imagine it's Ant-Man, right? And imagine the Yellow Jacket didn't die.
Oh, sure.
So you got Yellow Jacket in the first one, all right? That's your Terminator 2. Then you got him come back again. That's your Terminator 3. Then you got him come back again. That's your Terminator 4. And it's just on and on and on. It's just Ant-Man versus Yellow Jacket over and over and over again. And, like, that works in, like, a book where you can, like, there's more issues of other people doing other things. But in, like, a two-hour movie when we have to wait years at a time in between them, that's not going to do it because you need some villain variety or villariety, if you will.
I can't even say that. But I think you could do that while still having characters return, just maybe not as the main villain. I mean, shit, the Thor movies did a great job of that. You have Loki be, like the villain, basically, in Thor 1, have him be the villain in Avengers, have him be the anti-hero in Thor 2, have him be the hero with a dark streak in Thor Ragnarok, and then have him make the heroic sacrifice.
You know, it's unlikely that it would work if you did too many times.
I would agree, but I do. I think it could be done, and I think that Marvel needs to experiment a little bit more in, like, having villains show up more than once, and, like, kind of have their characters evolve, because they've basically done it twice, and they've done a really good job both times. Like, I want them to continue pursuing having recurring villains that are compelling and well-written. So, please, please and thank you, Marvel. Don't kill them off every fucking movie. You don't need to do that. It's okay.
Maybe they won't stop that. Spider-Man's a brave new superhero world, so maybe they won't do that.
So, Steve, what are your other thoughts on Spider-Man Far From Home?
Other than the fact that the shield, pseudo-shield, whatever business was kind of weak, and some of the side stuff wasn't that great. I liked Flash Thompson. I also enjoy Flash.
I honestly have
really negative to say, which is a weird thing for me, but that's I don't want to just pick things to complain about.
I don't think I liked this movie quite as much as you did. I have a few things that I didn't like, just a few things that bothered me.
But, like, I was never looking at this movie like I'm having a not good time right now.
That's true. It's a very fun time. Like, I didn't regret seeing this movie at all.
If you want me to sit here and pick stuff apart, I can do it. I just don't feel like I need to.
But yeah, it's a very fun movie, and we're both suckers for Spider-Man. So yeah, no, I agree that this movie is very much like. It's very fun and enjoyable to watch, and that makes up for some of the slightly weak plot elements here and there.
Now, that being said, I still enjoyed the first one more.
Really? I would disagree. I think this one is slightly better. Just a little bit. No, like I love both movies. Like, I love Spider-Man Homecoming, but I would give the slight edge to this one.
I think the first one was just a little tighter for me, I think.
Yeah, I could maybe see that.
There was a lot going on in this one. You know, the first one was more focused. It was stop Vulture. And mm-hmm. I know that it was a smaller mm-hmm. scope, but I think that was better for it, you know? This was a lot more grandiose. And, I mean, that's yes. fine. I mean, they're really bumping him up to Avengers level, and I can appreciate that. But, you know, I just like it better when he's much more focused.
Yeah, I will admit that I really want the next movie to take place, like, again, mostly in New York. It's like, okay, he had his vacation movie. You know, he's got his chance to go to different places and do shit in Venice and London. That's cool. But I want him to go back to, like, I want him to stay in New York, and I want things to be, like, Spider-Man level villain. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. someone who's trying to destroy the city, not the world. You know what I mean?
We haven't seen Rhino show up yet.
No, not really. I mean, I guess we kind of saw Rhino in Amazing Spider-Man 2, but that doesn't really count.
I mean, in the real continuity.
Oh, in the real... Yeah, no Rhino yet. I'm wondering if they're going
to
build...
Rhino show up. We need Scorpion to show up. We need Shocker yes. to show up. We need yes. Tombstone to show up. We need Prowler
I've been
to
wanting
show up.
Them to do... I've been wanting them to do Tombstone for a long time. He seems like... It seems so easy to make him into, like, maybe, like, a side villain in a Spider-Man movie, and they've never done mm-hmm. it. And it's like, whoa, like, all you got to do is just get a big,
really,
muscly guy.
I think the
guy.
Next one they're going to do is going to be Kingpin.
I would die, Steve. I would die if they did Kingpin and they got the guy from Daredevil. That would be so freaking awesome. I would lose my shit. I just want to just throw that. Oh, or another idea. This is something, again, I cannot take credit for. This is something I saw online. But since Spider-Man might be having legal troubles now because he got revealed, you know, as being Peter Parker and accused of murder, basically, maybe he'll be arrested or face some kind of legal issue, and then he'll have to turn to the only defense attorney he knows. Maybe.
No.
Oh, can you imagine, Steve, how awesome it would be if, like, in the next Spider-Man movie in 2 or 3 years, they have Daredevil as his defense attorney slash partner and, you know, superheroics. And it's the guy from the show. How awesome would it be if you got that, if they got that to work?
I mean, that
oh
would
my
be
God,
awesome.
Steve, I would lose my shit. Sony, if you give me nothing else, give me this. If you get Daredevil, and I'm talking Daredevil from the show, if you get Daredevil, like, fuck, what the hell's his name? I can't think of his name right now.
Matt Murdock?
No, not yeah. That's his super. Like, I meant like the actor's name. I can't
oh,
think
the
of his
name.
I can't think of it right now. It doesn't matter. If you get the guy from the Daredevil TV show to be in the next Spider-Man movie, I will see it 20 times in theaters. Okay, five times in theaters. I will see it 5 times.
How quickly we backtrack?
Okay, 20 is a lot, Steve. That's that. Like by the 8th time, I'd be sick of it. Like, I'm not
that's
gonna do
like
that.
That's only like $200, Adam.
Yeah, like, okay, not 20, but I will see the movie 5 times in theaters if you include Matt Murdock from the TV show.
I don't believe that's going to cover his paycheck.
I will get me and as many people as I can find to see the movie 5 times.
And give it a positive review on your popular
and
that,
yeah, and I'll give you a shout out on my popular podcast. Fuck yeah. Come on, Sony, don't be bitches. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Hang on, let me try something. This episode brought to you by Sony. You think that'll work?
I'm trying to think. Does Sony have a slogan we can use? Like,
Sony, what? You can't have our properties.
Sony, we own Spider-Man. Sony, watch Venom. Watch.
Smoke.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so, I really did enjoy this movie. Maybe not as much as you. What number would you give Spider-Man Far From Home, Steve?
Like,
out of 10?
8 or an 8.5 or...
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go for like a 9 or something. I thought you were just going to start
there. I could probably be talked into a 9.
I can't do 9. I'm going to have to go 8.5 for me. I think 9 is too high. I could go as low as 8. But I would prefer to do 8.5 because I really did, because I'm a Spider-Man. I'm a Spider-Man fan, you know. Like I'm a sucker for a good Spider-Man, and this is a very good Spider-Man. So that is our official. I was about to say not critically complained. I was about to say our old name. That is the official critically complained.
That's not even remotely true anymore, Adam. How? Why would you now be doing that?
I don't know. I don't know why. Like, I just, like, I suddenly, like, the what words formed.
Like, now? Like a million or 30 or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, like, I think we're probably nearing, like, 50-some episodes at this point. So, yeah, anyway. But anyway, that is our official critically complained rating, 8.5 out of 10 for Spider-Man Far From Home. Those are the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye.